Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Wee!
Oh my word! That is quite something! The boy's a star!
Hi and welcome to our penultimate episode of the Football Never Stop series.
Yep.
Well done.
Yep.
Why the shouts?
I like to finish.
Well, we build up to the upcoming season with our hot topics and transfer yarns.
Yeah.
The boy's back after, you know, missing 2 weeks, but like,
who's back?
Ife, fine boy forever. Yeah.
That was the stressors.
Who's asking me?
Who beg you? Now me, Itayo, Kunuga, they ask you.
Where are you doing from?
Is that how you're going to like introduce him? Say, Perry, how you doing? Just Perry.
You didn't even
like big him up. Hey, the Manchester United fan.
Oh my God. Top last, you know,
AKA George. You understand?
You don't need to be comfortable. As far as we be guys now, yeah. Yeah, so like, oh, cool. Perry, how you doing? Yeah, you see how?
Speak out. I can't even hear.
All right. You
just be forced people to do things. Perry,
it's all good, man.
Perry, don't feel forced to do anything. All right, now let's get to it.
What do you want to get into?
The footy that never stops. Hello.
Yeah. Hot topics. Let's start with the best awards for the men, the nominees. Which one be Brown? I know they cut guy. Ronaldo, Frankie De Jong.
Now three pras, you will know why very soon.
The league, Zad, Kane, Mane, Mbappe, Messi, Salah, Van Dijk.
That's how many pras there.
Like why didn't you get like question my Zad?
I don't know, man. You've been acting
kind of
weird,
guys.
So I just.
Now you call Zad.
But you say you know Zad.
Wait, so you call Zad and you don't know Zad.
And then why they try to call Zad? They did the script. I don't write the script now.
Wait, so who write the script?
I don't know now.
You don't write the script now. So who write script?
Oh, so script just appear.
Yes.
And then I just pick up. Anyway, be like saying now Eddie Hazard because I try to write.
Oh, so you know Zad? You don't stress us.
Yeah, I know they. What they try? You know, so I was free.
Oh, wow.
Is there anybody on this list that does not deserve to be there?
Zad.
Kane.
Kane was answer query.
Perry, I agree. Harry Kane.
Harry Kane and Eden Hazard. Why
do you feel Hazard?
Hazard,
this was Hazard's best season.
Especially,
I mean, he carried Chelsea.
Best season. Yeah, where he carried Chelsea.
They won the Europa League, no? They won it. Unbeaten. They didn't lose any game.
Oh, but that one is Europa League.
Which one be that one? I don't understand. What does that mean?
We don't play Champions League.
Yeah.
All the other people.
But was Pogba not part of this list when he won Europa?
Stop.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, he was not in the top 10.
You know that
on this list here, everybody apart from Hazard and Kane either won the Champions League or their domestic league.
I don't understand. So Hazard not win anything.
Hazard won
the Europa League. Now. So you're
the guy that are there. We know they win
Europa League now. You know if you win Europa League.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no problem. Thank you. I accept. Okay, for Kane, why?
Which happened for Kane?
Yeah, like, why shouldn't Kane be here?
Perry, can I say
speak now.
You didn't want me.
Like, I don't know, like, tell us, like, which one is it you didn't want me? Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
This is even his best season.
Can you allow him to talk?
Or just remember, I didn't know his best season statistics.
Yeah.
You know, he had the best of seasons. Previous.
Same as Salah.
I'm just saying.
He said, this is what he said.
Salah was the highest goal scorer in
This is what he said. This is what he said. He said this is not Kane's best season. That's what he said. And I said it's not Salah's best season as well.
Yes, but Salah. Wait.
Oh my God.
Listen. It's very unlikely that Salah.
Let me say something.
It's very unlikely that Salah probably had the better season than the first one he had. Do you understand?
Why are you in your feeling? The way you're shaking.
I'm not shaking.
You're shaking like Jen.
But you're not letting me talk because I keep having to butt in. It's a bit weird, man.
That's what I'm saying. He was talking now. He was talking, right? Prayer was talking now. Then I now said like Salah. Then you now came in again. That's what I'm saying now. But I'm not saying you should not talk. I just like Salah too did not have like a good season. He didn't have that wasn't his best season. He had a better season than Kane. Most definitely.
It's unfair to judge Salah off of that first season because he was so good.
You don't get. I'm not questioning Salah's listing on the list.
Yeah.
On list, you said that Kane wasn't his best season, right? And I said this wasn't Salah's best season too. That was just my point. It's not as if I was questioning Salah's inclusion in the list.
All right, fair enough.
Is that how you have to say about Kane?
I don't think that is a better man. He had a very good season. He won nothing. So, he knows who's here.
Who are your replacements?
For Hazard.
Like, who do you feel like should be there?
I feel Alisson.
Yeah.
And who's the second person?
Honestly, I haven't really thought of second person, but I just...
Just Alisson.
Yeah. I don't know. For somewhere, is it maybe...
Bernardo Silva. Anybody?
Yeah, maybe. No, I feel,
not for you.
Hold on. No, I feel like just by a mere fact of them winning a domestic treble, one City player should be in here. You know,
maybe Raheem Sterling.
Probably Raheem.
Wow, no City player.
I'm not a City fan, but I know that if Liverpool won a domestic treble, they wouldn't be so low key the way it is now. I don't know if it's me or it's just maybe I mean. No, calm down.
That's the truth, guys.
You've never won it. Nobody has ever won it.
I don't win
quickly, guys.
Hey, domestic.
I don't win something fast.
Quickly, guys.
I really hate how we get distracted.
English. Everybody, English.
I'm saying domestic.
Yes, we understand you.
Yes, so like,
I just try to tell him why he could beat you.
So I don't know why. No.
And you know the two win games, so it's very
busy. Is it because I missed 2 weeks? That was happening. I'm sorry.
Your final three.
My final three has to be Van Dijk.
Yes.
Messi.
Yes.
And Mane.
Okay. Fair. Final three.
Messi, Mbappé, and Van Dijk.
Okay, let's quickly talk about the coaches. Belmadi from Algeria, Deschamps, very funny. Gallardo, Gareca, Guardiola, Klopp, Pochettino, Fernando Santos, Eric Ten Hag, and Chich.
Oh God!
Titi. Okay. Your final three for them.
This one has.
Sorry. Me and no vex. Deschamps. Yes or no?
No.
If you yes or no.
No.
Okay. Your final three.
No talk about.
Your final three.
Klopp.
Yeah.
Pep.
Wow. And Man City and Liverpool from the Man U fan.
I think for me to be Guardiola.
Yeah.
Klopp.
Yeah.
And Erik ten Hag.
For very reason.
And not for very reason to be honest, because I don't know why. But it's just domestic trouble might just clinch Guardiola this one.
Back.
For the females. For the females, Lucy Bronze, Julie Ertz, Caroline Hansen, Amandine Henry, Sam Kerr, Rose Lavelle, Viviane Miedema, Megan Rapinoe, Wendy Renard, Ada Hagenberg, Ellen White. I feel like Ellen White as well. Ellen White should be
your...
Ellen White should be your...
Proper striker.
Should be your top three. Man.
Ellen White. What's her name now? Lucy Bronze had a good tournament as well.
Yeah.
And probably Megan Rapinoe.
Oh wow, you didn't go for Ada.
I don't know. It's just a very, very big thing. I don't know. It's a big deal that she missed the World Cup, and I feel like that might actually play against her when it comes to the voting.
Okay.
Because the World Cup is a showpiece tournament, and it gets you more, I don't know, more points, I guess.
Okay. Per.
Rose, white.
You got a lot of English people. shakes. Nice. It's all good. Let's talk about Real Madrid. Their preseason has been one kind. One win, five.
What did I say that one time?
18 goals conceded. I think they scored like six. Atletico dismantled them.
They scored three of them in one match, by the way.
Alright. Can they? You know, they always say preseason is just, you know, to get fitness and everything. But can this affect their season, the start of the season, this form they're going to?
Definitely, you know. Like, you know, all this toxic preseason are just for fitness and tactics.
Yeah.
But you know when they lose games for preseason.
Especially not your rival.
Yeah. And not in the way they've been losing them.
Yes.
They're not even playing fluid.
They concede too many goals. They know they play well. And most important,
have they had a good transfer window? Have they like bought the right people?
You supposed to say yes.
Mm.
Yeah, because if you look at their buys, Mendy, left back, Tao, the centre back, and I think he can also play right back.
Yeah.
Hazard.
Obviously, Marquis signing.
I'm really excited about your Rodrigo, which I want to say right?
You're real, but you're
wrong. No, very good.
One position that all of them were complaining about was the midfielder. Center midfielder. The three players that they complained about, all of them are still there. Some even got new contracts.
Who complained about them?
The Madrid fans.
Then the team that are no big coach will complain about them.
No, yeah, to be very honest, I'm
asking indirectly. I'm asking indirectly that is their midfield not a problem?
It's a bit leggy at this point in time. I don't think all of them now, the three there, that's Casemiro, Modric, and Cruz, I don't know if they have the legs at this stage in their careers to keep being like, because you know, they play at such a very high level and they accumulate a lot of minutes over the years, guys.
Yeah.
And you play the toll on their bodies, you understand? Players now, at the age they are right now, they can't run the way they used to, and I don't know if they can compete because there's a lot more sprinting, a lot more running now in today's game.
Okay.
And especially if they want to win the league and win the Champions League, especially, you have to be able to keep up the pace because smaller teams now realize that, you know, they're doing their own form of game pressing or team pressing or what have you.
Okay.
So, like, more running. And, like, because you're Real Madrid doesn't mean they won't try and hit you with the press. You understand? Look at Cucurella against Madrid,
last season.
Yeah, he played very well.
Do you think it was right for them to let Llorente and Ceballos go?
That I won't destroy Real, really understand. If you don't talk, it seems to me, I don't talk, except like the midfield, most of their midfielders on, they're on
like their age.
They're not supposed to play week in, week out again. And now, time for them to bed in these younger boys, likes of Ceballos and Llorente. I don't understand why he sold Llorente
to his rival.
Ceballos, when I understand, he don't really like the guy. And he ended up loaning him out to Arsenal. But I think that's the reason why they actually go for Pogba.
Okay. They're being linked to Van der Beek now, so. So they're probably thinking about the position. Let's quick talk about their rivals, Atletico. Decent preseason so far. I think the transfers too have been on point. Like, do you see them like really challenging this season?
I feel that the only team that can challenge Barcelona, even last season,
That's what I'm saying. Like the way they have brought in new players, they look gelled already.
Strengthened so well.
That's what I'm saying.
He's strengthened, but guys, you also guys know they lose most of their key
players. Yeah. They are core players. Yeah.
I think the major one, the problem is that
all these guys on
they've lost their strengthening as well, but I feel like they've lost more in that they've gone and strengthened a direct rival, in that they've given one of their best players to Barcelona, because it's different if it's outside the league. But now,
okay, let's talk about Manchester United. Harry Maguire is a Manchester United player. Mm-hmm. I know Perez will be happy about that.
Right now,
where do you see Manchester United right now? Like, what is your target this season?
He never changed.
Top four.
Yes.
With he this never, signing.
You know what I mean? Like, you expect.
No. I don't know. I'm just calm down now. I'm not. I'm asking you the question. Yes, you understand?
Never changed.
No, so still top four. Van Dijk got you top four as well now. I mean, he even got you top four on the last day. So.
Why? The same thing you lost season, now you too.
I don't understand.
How?
Like, the season Van Dijk was not there. You finished fourth.
Yeah.
The next season with the guy comes, you still finished fourth. So,
why? They got to the final of the Champions League.
They didn't play Champions League for the previous season.
No.
Uh-huh. So, nobody can carry the Champions League.
Inshallah, win out for them this next time.
Maguire will win out for us. Let
me know. Win out for United. Well, Perry, are you okay with the press?
I'm not too excited. Okay, nobody is healthy.
You
can't even blame him. It's just the market. Yeah.
No, even Arash himself said, they remind you, the guys they used to sort kind of prices when they default for them.
It's money, you know. When people up their price because of money, you know. Didn't they take it to 85 at the point? Yeah, money, you know.
I get money, you know.
Yeah.
This man, yeah.
Arsenal too. They're spending money. They signed Nico Pepe.
Hey, Pepe.
Yes, it's a good mover, but did they spend the money? Did they spend the money like in the right position? Because like they have Lacazette and Aubameyang, and they were very good for Arsenal last season, but at the back, obviously.
They've been a winger.
Yeah, that's one. I don't know. Attacker now. That's what I'm saying. Attacker.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Do you understand my question?
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, now that's so you agree that was the best way for Arsenal to spend money, like to pour out that amount of money on a winger than fix their defense.
On a league winger, are they asking now? Arsenal league winger.
I am the uncle here. I'm not this. You get what I'm saying?
Arsenal get me.
Uncle, you answer questions.
It's Arsenal.
Yeah.
Pair. You
not. They ask you something. Arsenal what? Get wingers.
No, not an out and out winger.
And so, waiting there for them to buy winger if they don't get wingers.
But I'm saying like, but we have said it on this podcast like you too many times. Let me finish now. Let me
you
land.
Guys don't
now.
Have
can I land?
Natural winger, yeah? But you have natural defenders.
if you please help me,
Can I just say something? On one hand, I feel like Arsenal probably need to spend more to sort out those problem areas.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I also feel like Perez is right, and the coach probably looked at it and thought like, oh, I need a natural winger.
Apparently, there was an analysis that the reason why Arsenal lose too many games away is because their counter-attacks are very low. So that's why they bought Pepe.
Yes. So now, the probably reason that, I get a natural winger, like someone that actually plays wing in my team.
Mm.
And then I can actually now focus. Maybe he feels like the defending aspect of things can be sorted out on the coaching aspect. You understand?
Okay.
Can coach them, maybe get better. Mm. They'll get to know the system more during the preseason. So that's what probably.
So,
you know, actually, I just know that.
Yeah.
I say, Arsenal not actually signing a defender.
Who's that?
Saliba.
But he's not playing this season.
Guy, when I don't sign a defender, he will not play next season.
Are you listening to what you're saying?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Perry, are you listening to what you're saying?
Do you get what I'm saying, Pabs?
If you, the problem position for Arsenal is where?
It's actually defense.
Yes.
I mean, they could do without a winger.
I'm Perry, this is what you said. You said we have signed a defender that won't play for them this season. It doesn't make any sense now.
Because to be fair, they scored a lot of goals without a winger last season.
Yes, now that's what I'm saying. Aubameyang, this thing, they scored enough already now.
I just want to ask you something.
Let's round this up quickly.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
If you get an opportunity
final word
to buy a player that is good and I will add value to your team in a certain window that you can afford him, you would always go for him.
Okay.
You would always go for him.
Okay.
Even if you have someone that can play in his position.
Okay.
But right now, in Arsenal, on another natural winger, on against defenders, why on another go sign the winger?
Okay.
I feel say the move where this guy make, now the right move, and on another already signed defender.
Okay.
They will go and play for the next.
Thank you very much. Right. Quickly, Liverpool, if you your preseason day one kind, but
it's very lukewarm, to be honest.
are you confident? I mean,
started off with two wins in Europe, and went to America, didn't win a single game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially the loss to Napoli was very, very humiliating. They scored a single goal in that match.
Obviously.
So
he said they scored a single goal.
And then the last game. and then the last game, the goals are a bit disjointed, and then really the only like thing of quality in that game is the Harry Wilson goal.
They want to sell him.
Yeah, and they want to sell him. Like it's baffling. So I'm not sure. Right now, I'm in that headspace with Liverpool where I don't know exactly what is going to happen regarding transfers and style of play, and if we can actually deal with how a bit disjointed the preseason has been with the players going on international tournaments and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I won't see how we start off, especially on Sunday against Man City. How that sets the tone for the coming first 4 or 5 games
of
the season.
I asked Perry last week if Liverpool get into the top four.
Mm-hmm.
So if Liverpool will challenge for the title,
if
they don't sign, what is your answer?
Right now, I feel like we've built a very good spine.
Yeah.
And we have like good supporting cast and also players coming from loan spells and then also from the from injury as well that I want to definitely prove themselves the point this season.
Okay.
So it's a good mix of players.
So you're challenging for a title?
Yes.
Okay. Coming to shoot quickly. Who's winning?
Liverpool.
Like speak out.
Why are you whispering it? Like, you sound scared.
Am I your fan? You know what I got?
I don't want anybody.
In it look left or right. Man City. Okay, let's talk about Chelsea quickly. They've looked.
If you need household goods ranging from plates, mugs, crystal glasses, and more table or kitchen accessories, check jumia.com.ng/ATE-households. That's jumia.com.ng/ATE-households.
Okay, transfer hands now, man. Our friend Manny Vibes sent us a message. Said we should talk about Boateng. That's Boateng Junior.
Boateng Ghana.
Boateng Ghana. But like there are two Boateng, you know, brother. And Kevin Prince. No?
Ghana Junior.
And no.
Are you sure? Jerome Nadi Junior owner. Are you on him?
Are you high?
Jerome Nadi Junior owner. Younger one without.
Friendly bets?
Kevin Nadi elder one.
Ah, okay.
Pops.
I don't hear you now.
Are you sure on yourself?
No, as far that's why I don't free him like that. Accept them.
Why are they free him now? You know
they correct. Because I know they correct. I don't accept for him. Like I don't know now. So I don't accept for him. Sure now. Yeah. So Kevin Prince Boateng to now, Fiorentina.
Boateng Ghana, Boateng Kevin. Because why I could just snooze like that?
Kevin Prince Boateng to Fiorentina.
That's not for him.
Man.
That's
not
for him.
You know they go everywhere, man.
And he's back again.
He's back again to Italy, Abby. Not bad. Okay, Patrick Cotone to Wolves. This was a very, very weird one. Because
these dealers, personally, they just need to discount for bench.
That's for Wolves.
So he's
doing the same thing.
He's not going to play much this season. Jota and Jimenez, if they are fit, he won't play much. And maybe he will play the European League games.
Why do you think like AC Milan let him go?
You know,
Not a used product, no?
Yeah, he's
the used product. And they say, I go pay something inside jar for this. Fuck the kids.
Let them go, man.
But like, for Wolves, okay. Like, at least beef up their bench.
Yes, man.
They're right.
There's some hard numbers to their
squad. I know you like this one. Hit into Aston Villa.
Top boy.
This is like their best signing.
Yeah.
Like this is the only signing out of the 12 people they've signed. I'll be like, spot on.
Yeah,
the remaining.
But honestly, I really hope, and it doesn't seem that way, but like Aston Villa are probably going to just pull it Fulham there, because
why not?
Manager will be helpful.
It's only Fulham that have spent over 50 million and they've been relegated out of all the teams that have come up.
How much have Villa spent?
They spent 128. Okay. Wow. And they are still looking for two more players. Nice. Money day. Spend your money. I don't know what to Liverpool they do.
Well, you know, if they actually like, it'd be funny if they actually like do the opposite of Fulham and they actually like end up in a reasonable position.
14 players. The Brazil 14 players. Yes, wow.
So it's now show like, maybe there's a method to the madness, sort of, but Fulham just didn't have that method.
A player that we always talk about, Billy.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him about it, because, you know, really nice, vibrant, young team. And then the manager is also very, very nice to play very good, attractive football. And Billy is actually like shown that promise for a while. Some certain games, he was like the best player on the pitch for Huddersfield. And now he's at Bournemouth, and like, I feel like he can really kick off from here.
Okay. This one's for you, Pera.
Most of all,
Dybala to Manchester United, Lukaku to Juventus. What's your take on this, man? First of all, do you like it?
I don't know if I like him.
But like normal, let's leave everything normal.
You should
be happy about that deal, now.
I remember the last time he was
getting. You say he ran away, what I said now.
He ran away, now. They couldn't find him.
Dybala, he had a bad season last season.
Yeah.
I don't say where the attack looks here and there, but if you look at two seasons, right, Lukaku had a better season than Dybala. Lukaku had a bad season. Dybala had a bad season. You know, even there
as no makes sense. So,
and now, we they willing to give Juventus?
Yeah.
Yes, we get better season than their own guy. And think their own guy really play for Premier League.
But it's just one season.
You know, it would be very awkward.
And Salah has spoiled that Premier League thing.
It's just one season, guy. But if you look at Dybala and Lukaku careers, Lukaku is a better player.
What are you basing that on? Goals now. That's what I'm saying. Did they play the same position?
He's coming in as a striker now.
He won't.
Dybala is coming in as a striker.
That's what he will play for you, people.
No. He will fight for that.
So you're telling me, Dybala, if he's going to play for United, he's going to play number 9 for United. He'll play at the back of the striker.
I really think that he'll probably play behind Rashford or Martial or Sanchez even. I mean, those are nice. People have played 9 and probably play better than. Dybala needs to just play off someone, play with someone.
That kind of thing.
He can't play 9.
His best season was with Mandzukic.
It's quite small, you know.
Dybala becomes
nine. That's if he joins, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Rugani to Arsenal.
One of the signings we switching up since you don't define defenders.
Not any kind of defender, no.
He's just
the Italian Mustafa.
He's
not better than Mustafa.
You know they make the mistake.
Really? Fair, please. Fair, don't blaspheme. Fair, don't blaspheme. Just calm down.
Fallout one of too many.
I can't remember now. I can't remember. But I know he made too many mistakes for these people last season. He's not even being called up to this squad. So I beg, just maybe they're outside. Next person.
Diaz to us now. Diaz. I heard he's actually going to stay in Benfica this season, so I don't think that is going to go through.
Yeah, I highly doubt that's going to happen, because That doesn't seem like after Arsenal has spent the money on Pepe, that they're going to just get rid of Tuchel rather, or spend more in the market, especially so close to the end of the window. I think Arsenal might, apart from maybe if any players were to open up in terms of availability and price, I don't think Arsenal are going to make any more signings this window.
Who they have next? Sami Khedira to Arsenal.
I don't understand this transfer. Why?
Funny one.
Why?
And I need midfielders.
No, we don't. We have too many already. No. I like that experience, and that would be maybe because we need more numbers because we're playing the Europa League, and that's why I feel like it's reasonable. But in the long run,
if you look at Khedira, he's probably better than
who's that?
Xhaka as a holding midfielder.
No,
it's better than Xhaka.
No,
as holding midfielder.
No,
I think he just needs to beat.
You are holding me.
No, Khedira has lost it now.
Khedira has lost it totally now. Have you seen him?
Chan is better than him at doing it. And Chan is not a DM. Chan is better than him at doing it now. Is that not his season position? That's what he's known for, right? What? Xhaka was as Chan. Are they not the same thing?
Chan is better than Xhaka.
Okay. Khedira is not better than Xhaka.
You just walk off commotion.
You know the hierarchy. It's Chan, Khedira, Xhaka. That's the line. That's the ranking. Do you understand?
I beg talk. You just go now. Want to play for Arsenal anymore.
I'm just waiting for that
transfer to happen.
This guy no go.
If yeah,
you no go preseason guy. You will not say this one.
It's done. If you Liverpool and sell Ryan Kent.
You know what sense. They will kill my existing wingers, my starting 11, because where we won't rotate with. How many right footed wingers?
I think Oxley is going to play on the flank this season. Why are you laughing? He's not a winger. Fair to the cheeky's mouth. They mad.
You're getting close. German family now.
Yeah, let's talk.
It's funny now.
One of the reasons why.
Incommode Arsenal, right? You want to play CM.
So you're not taking back to wing. That's crazy now.
I mean, he'll be on the bench. He won't start now. Oxford.
Yes.
So he'll maybe interchange with positions sometimes, CM sometimes.
No, I think
if
at this point now, personally, I feel like Oxford is CM throughout. He's really not. He's an 8. That's what he is now.
Okay.
And there's this particular need, a right footed winger. In our team, we don't have a lot of right footed wingers in our team. You get so for it not to see want to sell this guy when he can provide adequate cover. I feel, because it depends on how you share the minute and everything. You just need to just utilize the squad properly, but don't sell him. I mean, they deserve their chances, him and Harry Wilson especially.
Okay, let's talk about our Nigerian brother Onyekuru to Monaco. Good move for him.
Oh, that's a wavy move, but it's kind of weird. Monaco not exactly where they were before in terms of
just one season, Abi. They'll still be a top club now. Yamu Galatasaray.
Everton.
Yeah.
So now I'm very good.
Good move for him.
He's good.
The thing is about numbers now, if he will play games.
That's the scary thing now.
Osimhen will play in the Champions League for Leo. Good move for him as well.
Expecting madness in the Champions League. I don't know. He's going to score a few goals, at least 2 goals.
In Champions League?
Yes.
Has he scored in the French League yet?
I don't understand. I'm giving you a prediction. You're telling me what.
I'm saying it's good. It's good, Sha.
I think
he will come drop to Europa. Let's go against my. the match we will use Jana. No, that match we will use Jana. You people, you don't want to win it anymore.
You don't want that. I
don't win any away game. I win chance. I like
that. We know actually for that one. Daniel Alves to Santos.
Make him just retire. I don't know why. Where are you moving to? Guys, this guy is 36 and Then give him a three-year contract.
I didn't even know that. Three-year contract. Wow.
When I read that shit, but when I read that stuff, I get very confused. I see, you know what I'm saying? I don't get money, bro. He said, Danny Alves. I know, I understand that he's in top shape. And he's a legend, but 3 years.
Fucking it. For what?
And honestly, I feel like at some point, halfway around year two, he start misbehaving like he always does.
Okay. Rafa Leão to AC Milan. He left Leo. I saw him at the under 20 World Cup. I wasn't really impressed with it. I don't know. I mean, he'll be back up for Piontek.
I don't get time for this particular.
You can't be saying things like this.
I don't know, but like, why you put on for
this? I don't put on.
Who put on? AC Milan don't be close.
Oh boy, the player and a big player. He's a young player,
up and coming, and he played very well for Leo last season now.
Yes, I was going there. They say they scored 9 penalties for Leo.
Because he didn't join their club.
I know that's how they talk. Yeah.
He didn't join Liverpool.
Why did they diss me now?
No, me, they always talk to Liverpool, no big club. Say they don't start now. You call the toxic. Why are they fuck up? You see, I need old jam money now.
Nice,
mess up. Anyway, let's take a break.
Preseason is almost done.
Yep. About
to kick off.
Hey. Right.
And that means the season is on the way. And
so are
guess
we.
What? We're also on our way.
My guys,
season two of Footy on Paper, man. That was mad.
Man, you got. I missed football so much. I missed regular football, and I missed, you know.
So the one we watched that time, like irregular football.
Anyway, leave on. We go put money for a job for that joke, guys.
We joke.
Follow us on at Footy on Paper for Twitter.
Yeah.
Footy on Paper on Instagram as well. Yeah, so like, follow us.
Obvious.
You like the podcast now? Happy, do you like the podcast? If you don't like, I know, any Asha, if you don't like her, if you do like Papi, send us voice message. Let us know how you're feeling. If you like her, send us. We go play the one we like, Sha. So if you tell us you don't like her, we'll go play her.
Yeah.
But we'll just listen to you, take everything on that advice. Understand? So for adverts and placement, you can send us an email on footyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember what I told before? Voice message, I'm not talking, I'm giving less, I'm not talking.
Yeah, I said it's big pigeons.
Yeah, man, the pigeon is really flowing. Yeah, so you can send us a voice message on Anchor, yeah? We really want to hear your voice, and who knows, you might listen next week and hear yourself on the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, so don't forget to join our Fantasy League as well.
Yeah, so if you'll be back.
Oh!
The FPL picks.
Yeah.
Think next Thursday now.
Yeah, next we'll Thursday, back, man. Back. If you don't have your team set up by Thursday, or rather by Friday, I mean, there's no hope.
No, you can still help them.
Yeah, the deadline is Friday evening. Friday so,
evening.
Yeah.
6:45, Abby.
Yeah, 6:45. The code is OSQ.
Sorry, 7.
7.
Yeah, invite it.
So OSQ2ZZ. Mm-hmm. OSQ.
I said ZZ last
time. Sorry, 0 SQ 2ZZ.
You can ZZ just, joke.
No, you can always say 0.
Yeah.
Square 2
A
Zinedine Zidane.
Oh, nice. Well, please say the right thing.
Yeah. 0 SQ 2 ZZ.
Yeah, I heard you guys are giving gifts.
Yeah, we've got gifts, man, because like we love the people. Per.
Yeah.
You want to give them one or two things, Alvin?
Yeah, it's FIFA 20.
Jerseys, FIFA 20, airtime, speakers, many more things.
You understand? Just join the league, man. Feel me something.
You people don't even call our sister.
Yeah. You don't say no prayer they give out, but now why?
Jessica, you know,
we'll come and leave the podcast. They usually say prayer now prayer they give you all these things. Now, Jersey County.
Jersey County NG, man. NG, you guys should get
your
justice from them,
though. Check for them, man. Yeah. Sometimes they got some deals going on, you know. Who knows? You might get a jersey on the cheap.
Yep.
All right, man. So I guess that's it now.
You didn't call your hand.
I have fans, man. My fans tell the other fans.
You don't need them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fans whatsoever. Let me know.
Mesut.
I don't know.
Are you okay now? After the incident that you went through.
Which incident, yeah.
We Colasi that help you now.
I'm fine. My wife is doing fine too.
That's good.
That's good.
Why do they call him a suit? He calls himself Mr. Ozzy. If they catch him for impersonating, we know the deal. Wow. Wait till you talk. Don't touch me.
This guy said don't touch you. Anyway, follow us on all social media, man. Paps, PAPPIV.
Thank you.
Perry at Mr. Ozzy 10. And if you had Fanboy Forever.
Yep.
Yeah, Gunners, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Our last episode of this series is on Thursday, right? I think Strictly Transfers. Strictly.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.